Hello and welcome to IB Careers, Start Your Future Today, a student lab podcast exclusively available for Imperial College Business School students. I am your host, Adina Molnar, a recent business school graduate. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. In today's episode, episode 10, I'm talking to Megan again, and this time about final round interviews and offers. Very exciting. Megan has worked in recruitment and learning and development for 10 years, mostly in financial and professional services, with organizations such as Goldman Sachs, within Experienced Higher Technology, Lloyd's of London, the insurance market, not the bank, and KPMG, within the risk consulting graduate program. She is a qualified executive coach and has worked at Imperial for 18 months now. She really enjoys working with such a talented and diverse group of students. This is a quote from her. And her passion lies in career development and supporting the recruitment process. Hi, Megan, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Dana. Thanks for having me again.
So, final round interviews. It's a very exciting stage to get to.
Definitely. You should be proud of yourself if you get to this stage.
For sure, for sure.
I'm sure you will have put in a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears to get here.
Yeah, for sure. So, the last stage of the recruitment process is usually after a series of, who knows, 3, 4, 5 rounds.
Yeah.
Firstly, what would you say to students who got through to this round and is just preparing for the final round of interviews?
Yeah, so I would say don't be afraid to ask questions to the recruiter about what specifically they will focus on for that final round, who you'll be meeting, and if there is anything that you need to emphasize or focus on. Maybe they have some lingering questions based on the assessment center or previous interviews. So being really clear and asking them if there's anything specific to address will help you to know what you should focus on and prepare for. Because every company does do it differently, so it's important to ask.
Yeah, that's a good point. And as you said, knowing who your interview is with can really help you as well to prepare.
Yeah.
And try to identify a connection with them.
Yeah, look them up on LinkedIn,
for sure, yeah.
See what their background or their profile is. It's a good way to be able to understand more about where they're coming from.
Okay. And in your experience, is the final round interview the most important in a way? Or is it usually just a final check? So is this where the hiring decisions are made, or is it just a final check that you're for sure compatible with the company and the role?
I think final round is usually more around, are you compatible and a good fit for the company? So they will focus a lot on your personality, styles of working. Sometimes you might find that, you know, a senior person just talks to you about what their experience has been like to just give you more information about the company and the environment. But it's really for you to demonstrate that you understand the type of firm that you're joining, that you're really clear about what it is that you want, and that you understand the business and how you fit in.
Yeah, that's certainly what my experience was like in a final round. It was with a partner, and it was very relaxed, very laid back. It was just talking about the role, the company, not even as much about myself. I think they just set the scene and sort of made sure my expectations of the company and working hours and everything were in line.
Yeah, I think that's very common. I think sometimes people over-prepare in some ways for a final round, thinking that they will get drilled or grilled, but oftentimes it's very much as you described.
Yeah, so, and well, that's just my experience. Obviously, there are a lot of different firms out there, but what can students expect in terms of the style of the interview? Do these tend to be more technical or behavior motivational based?
It's more behavioral and motivational based, and it's usually with somebody who would be responsible for the hiring. So it would be somebody within the team that you would be working with, potentially your boss or even the boss's boss.
Yeah, I think it's often a partner or senior manager or someone, or director, someone quite high up.
Yeah, that person who has to sign the final paperwork to approve the offer.
Yeah. And in terms of preparation, you said that some students tend to over-prepare. So what can students do to prepare to a level that's not over-preparing?
Yeah, I think it's really about doing research on the person you're meeting. And like we said, just finding out more about their background and where they've come from. And then just having a clear plan about what your goals are and what you would like to achieve from the position and from joining the company. And also, if you think that there might be any areas of weakness or improvement that you want to put a positive spin on, or to just confirm, you know, that they are a strength of yours or that you will be working on them, that's the time to do it now as well. So you can straight out ask them, you know, is there anything that you have concerns about? Is there anything else that I could tell you about myself that would convince you that I'm the right person for the job?
Yeah, that's very interesting. So it's actually good to reflect on the hiring process and the other stages of the recruitment cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can reflect on the assessment center. You can even say if you enjoyed it, if you liked the presentation, the people you met.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. That's really good. And I guess obviously they are often interviewing a number of people, so it's not, having a final round interview doesn't necessarily mean that you have the position, which is, I think, a lot of the times what people think, because it's true, you're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
But still, how can you stand out?
Yeah, I think it's really about focusing on what you can bring to the role, what your positive strengths are, how you are, you know, able to develop any weaknesses, and also really expressing your interest in the position and being clear about, you know, what you value and why you feel that this role is such a perfect fit for you.
Okay, so really just make the connection between the role and yourself and why you're...
Yeah, what you can bring to the table, and what makes you the strongest candidate.
Great. Moving on to offers now that someone's done really well in the last stage of interviews and they got an offer.
Yeah, congratulations.
So depending on the company, offers are made either at the end of assessment centers. I think sometimes that also happens or final round interviews or most often, I guess, as follow-ups to these interviews before. So often offers are made verbally or over the phone, just over the phone, and then the candidate gets the offer letter.
Yeah.
This is, very exciting and rewarding.
Yeah.
But definitely there are some things that students should consider prior to just signing right away because they're so excited and happy and this is their dream company.
Yeah.
So what does the offer letter usually contain?
Yeah, it usually confirms what your title would be, any benefits that the company might provide. You know, that could be things like pension, health insurance, flexible benefits, bonus potential, you know, the location of your office, starting dates, any training programs that might be outlined if you're joining, say, a big structured program, for example. So it would include all of those details like that. You know, what's your holiday allocation? You know, how many days a year can you take? And things like that.
And what are some things to consider? So what should students watch out for?
So I think watch out for, if you're in a large structured program, for example, not everything can be negotiated, or you may have less room for negotiation because it is often a consistent offer across all candidates that they are giving those offers to. So you may find with, say, a smaller company or a less structured program that there is more flexibility for things like flexible benefits or bonus potential or even salary negotiation.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point because often grad schemes have sort of like a flat rate
or fixed.
There are different bands of salaries, but you are in a band of the package. So most people will have the same offer on that level.
Yeah.
But in that cases, is there any room to negotiate, or usually you would say for bigger firms and big grad schemes, not really?
So I would say usually on the salary, there's not a lot of room for negotiation on the big programs, but you may consider other things that you could potentially negotiate on. So things like maybe a relocation package of some sort, travel scheme reimbursement. Sometimes people have been able to negotiate, like additional time off, or even they may ask for things like they need to move apartments, or maybe they're moving cities. And sometimes the firm can give an upfront moving cost as well.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting because those are more the flexible costs and the variable costs, not the very fixed salary.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not something they may not be able to say we can add specifically to your salary, but they can add to the extras that are involved in the total package, and that can often help to, you know, help with the costs that are incurred with starting a new job.
Yeah, that's really good to know. And say it's a smaller company and there is room to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
How should students go about negotiating salaries if, say, the salary offered isn't doesn't meet their requirements.
So a bit lower than they were expecting. So I would say definitely do your market research and find out what is the average salary across that particular industry. Look at similar companies and see what they're paying, because you want to then go back with that information and explain to them you appreciate the offer, you're really excited to join the team, you're really keen on the role, but the package is a little lower than you were expecting. Is there room for negotiation? And then be prepared to say you were expecting a figure of this range. Can they meet that or come close to that expectation?
I know that some people often say, oh, another company offered me this much. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's a good tactic to negotiate?
You can say it. It doesn't mean that a company will increase their offer because of it. And in instances, it can actually put them off because they're thinking, well, if you have what you perceive as a better offer, then take that one instead. So I have seen it actually backfire. Yeah. I don't think it's the best way to negotiate. I would say it's much more constructive to say you've done your research and these are the figures you found and you were expecting something
situation. So if the recruiter expects an answer to the offer within a few days, which definitely happened to me, after the offer is made, how can students go about asking for an extension if they need more time to make a decision? Maybe they're waiting on another offer, or maybe they just have to think it through. What would you say? Is there room to negotiate that?
You usually can negotiate a bit on that. So you can simply just ask and say, I really need some time. I'm weighing up the options. I want to make sure I have the best fit and the best decision for myself. You know, could I have another week or two?
Yeah, I think that's really good, because I know if you haven't been in the situation before, you're not as encouraged, or you don't feel as confident asking about this, but it's completely fine.
It is okay, yes.
Great, that's really good to know. Do you have any other advice for students on offers and offer letters?
I would say, as we said at the beginning, just don't assume that you're, you know, going to get it automatically because you're in the final round. Make sure to really present yourself as the top person, but don't also be overconfident or arrogant. And do make sure that you follow up with them as well. So if you haven't heard within a week or so, follow up and let them know you really enjoyed meeting them and you're really excited about the possibility of joining their company.
Yeah, that's a really good point and all good tips.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Megan.
You're welcome. Thank you.